Tonight, so just to review, we were talking about Kulei Beis Shammai, Chumrei Beis Hillel, and in particular, as it related to the question of the Beis Shandel Dabiyantif and the Gzeira of Yantif in all situations, Atu Yantif Shechalios Achar Shabbos. So we're up to the third Mishnah, and this touches on a principle which is a general and categorical principle in Halacha of Kol Shasru Chachamim Mishumaras Ayin Afilu Bechadri Chadarim Aser, that when Chachamim restricted certain behaviors because it would give the innocent bystander the impression that a person was desecrating Shabbos or Yontif for that matter, Yontif in this case, that it's prohibited to do so in private as well. But that principle has certain exceptions, as we'll see in the Mishnah. You can't move the ladder. A ladder would be typically needed to climb up into a chicken coop to be able to take down the eggs. Aval mateo mechalon lechalon. So Beis Shammai says you're allowed to, you can't move it, but you're allowed to sort of move it, the top of the ladder from the different stalls. So Beis Hillel matir and Beis Hillel permit this. So what's the nature of the machlokes? Don't Beis Hillel generally agree that anything which is aser mishumaras ayin is aser even in Rishus Hayachid, even bechadri chadarim? So the answer is yes, but here there's an overriding principle of Simchas Yom Tov. Beis Shammai Omrim, Lo Yitol Olim Kein Nanei Amibad Yom, Beis Hillel Omrim, Omer Ve'Omer, Zevaze Ani Notel. So more in the comfort zone of Mikulei Beis Hillel. So what's going on here is that there's something called a Brecha, which is the first few hatchlings, so that the psychology of the mother bird is that as long as there are a few of the original hatchlings around, so it continues to do its job. So a person who's looking to take eggs to make on Yontif will like leave the first few eggs there. That's what we call the Brecha Rishona. So we're a little bit concerned that if you're talking about the Brecha Rishona, Beis Shammai says you need to have actually physically picked them up before Yontif to designate them. Otherwise, they're considered to be Muktan Yontif, and Beis Hillel is satisfied that once you verbally designate them, you're not going to pick them up and then put them back down, which is considered a Tiltol Shalol Tzorach. What everybody agrees to is that there is a clearly an Isser, a prohibition of Muktzah, of something that wasn't designated for use on Yontif prior to Yontif itself. The fourth Mishnah tells us, Yimein Shechorim Matzah Levanim, Levanim Matzah Shechorim. So let's say a person designated black eggs and he found that they were white, or vice versa, Shnayim Matzah Shlosha, two, and then he finds that there's a third there, Asurim. So these are all very suspicious cases, because how do we explain this kind of a transformation? When there are two, how do you get to be a third? And if there's a third there, Mimanav Shach, if that wasn't designated L'chatchila, if that hadn't been separated out, so then you have a tarovis, you have a mixture, one of which is clearly aser here, because it's shalom min amuchan. Shlosho matzah shnayim, but if you designated three and you only find two, so you say maybe somebody took one, mutarin, betocha kenu matzah lifnei haken asurin. So if you said designated them within the nest and then they're in front of that, that's problematic. Yimein sham elohim, hare elu mutarim. Right? And if those are the only ones there, so then it would be permissible, because we don't believe in spontaneous generation. We don't believe that things come out of nowhere. So if there's no other chicken coop around, so we can assume that somehow things became dislocated to a certain extent, but it's easier to believe that that happened than something just appeared magically. Again, if usually where there's one chicken coop, there are multiple chicken coops around, so that would be a case which was relatively rare, but could happen. So in such a case, one would have the right to be lenient as well. Rabbi Chananya ben Akash.